Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
ESPN, the latest to report that Matt Canada will be the Steelers' next offensive coordinator, although nothing finalized from, nothing official from the Steelers yet on this one. Headlines brought to you by Dollar Bank. At low home equity loan rates at dollar.bank. NFL.com was the first to say Matthew Stafford will play for a new team in 2021. And now there's all kinds of speculation about Aaron Rodgers' future after his post-game comments last night, Chris. And now I'm even seeing Brooke Pryor is speculating that Canada coming back is another sign that Ben isn't going anywhere because Roethlisberger is comfortable with Matt Canada.
Well, that's good. The Steelers are comfortable with being an afterthought next year. Awesome. I like it. Very cool. I'm very glad that the quarterback that
looked like he looked decrepit. Do you think Big Ben's comfortable with Canada? There aren't many players or coaches I've heard from who say that he's a guy that makes them feel comfortable. He's a tough coach.
Ben was most comfortable with Bruce Arians. With Bruce Arians, a guy who he was buddies with away from the field, whose strategy on the field damn near got him killed. That's what matters here.
Yeah, I don't think that Canada got promoted though because of Ben. I don't believe that. I don't think that Ben said, if you're going to get rid of Randy, you got to give me Canada. I don't believe that. I think that they hired an offensive coordinator for when Ben's gone. And in the meantime, Canada will make suggestions. They won't be instructions or orders to Ben. That'll be the Steelers' offense next year. It'll be, well, why don't you do this? And if Ben says, no, I think I'll do it this way. All right, Ben, you're the Hall of Famer. I'm not. I'm a guy that was at Pitt for 1 year.
And then when Ben throws an atrocious interception that costs them a game, which will happen, you can clip that and make fun of me if you want, if it somehow doesn't. Or they just won't be in enough games for his bad interception to cost them. Then he'll say, well, Coach Matt really wanted to go with that play, and everyone will nod their heads like sheep and say, yes, Ben, you're right, Ben. Good point, Ben. My God, I'm just so sick and tired of it, man.
Do you get...
Give me anything new.
Okay, that's where I wanted to go with this. When you see these big-name quarterbacks that are available, I know that I like to think about what it would take to get one of those players because I'm done with Roethlisberger. I don't see him. I don't see any way it gets better next year. So that's why I am very interested in what the asking price is for some of these guys. And I don't think it's the most realistic thing in the world, but so what? I want the Steelers to have in a quarterback-driven league, I want them to have a player at that position that gives them a chance to at least compete for a Super Bowl. They don't have that right now. And he's got a massive cap hit. So if I'm going to take on a quarterback who will eventually have a massive cap hit beyond next year, I'd like for it to be someone who can actually win them a lot of games. And that's where the two guys that are out there right now, that's where Stafford and Rodgers come in. I think, Chris, with Rodgers even, right? Like, he might be someone for the Steelers 2 years from now, or after next season, I mean. Like, if your worst nightmare happens and Ben is back, What would preclude them from going after Rodgers the following year if he sticks it out in Green Bay for one more season? Do you know what I mean?
I mean, I haven't seen the kind of physical decline from him that would suggest to me that, uh-oh, this is like caveat emptor here, buyer beware in a big way. Aaron Rodgers can't hack it anymore, so you don't want to take a shot on him. His arm looks good. Sorry that my computer's making noises. His arm looks good. He still looks pretty nimble, doesn't he? Like he – Drew Brees, you could start to see the finish coming off a little bit, right? A couple of years ago, I think. And in Rodgers' case, I see no sign of that. None.
I still see him ace the eye test.
Did you see one of the throws he made yesterday? Rolling out for what seemed like forever and then just throwing an absolute missile down the sideline where there were three receivers and three defenders and he just basically picked a little spot?
That was on their first touchdown drive when it was third down and he was in his end zone and he threw it down the sideline.
Just an absolute – if Josh Allen made that throw, we'd all be fawning and saying, wow, what an arm. And Rodgers just does it like it's casual.
His big game struggles bother me, but if I could have that guy even starting this year,
he could get you to the big game. If the Steelers grafted Aaron Rodgers onto their team next year instead of Ben Roethlisberger, they would instantly become a playoff team again, and just by virtue of his existence, a contender.
If I told you that you had to stick it out with Ben for one more year, but you were guaranteed Aaron Rodgers in 2022 for three seasons with him in a Steelers uniform, would you take that?
Probably, because I think he's going to be good for those three seasons. Well, you'd have him for two seasons, Pony, because he's an unrestricted free agent after 2023.
Okay. Yeah, I guess you could franchise tag him, but he might retire in a situation like that. But yeah, okay, 2 years. Would you take that, Craig?
I'm already comfortable with Ben back next year, so you're telling me beyond that I get Rodgers after? Hell yeah, sign me up for that.
Plus, from a sports talk perspective, you'd be swapping one talented passive-aggressive quarterback out for a far more talented and equally passive-aggressive quarterback. So, like, my tack on the air the minute Aaron Rodgers didn't do well in a game would be the same. Oh, look at him blaming his teammates. Typical Rodgers. And I would act like he's been here his whole career. It'd be perfect for me. Big fan of this idea. Tony, I think he can still really play, and I think he proved that yesterday, even though I didn't think he had a great game by any stretch. He could still make all the throws, which is what matters, and which is the reason why I don't want Ben back. I don't think he can make all the throws near regularly enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I generally don't like the quarterbacks with the huge cap hits because there just is really no history of those teams winning Super Bowls. But I think the exceptions are going to be guys like Mahomes and Rodgers, who are just so much better than everyone else that they find a way, even with eating up so much money that it takes away from the other spots on your roster, you still win with those guys.
Well, they're force multipliers.
Yeah. The Stafford one, hypothetically speaking, it would be so hard. But if Ben did retire, the Steelers had the guts to cut him. He would be a lot harder because you would need to move money around for next year and reduce his 2021 cap hit, which would just inflate the years after that to super high numbers. And I'm just not sure. I like him a lot, but I don't.
Well, they might do it for Ben. Again, it's not off the tape. It's my personal boogeyman around the corner is Ben says, they go 9-7 next year and his stats are okay. And he says,
he wants to keep playing. Yep.
And knowing what they've done so far, Pony, they would just be like, well, shucks, Ben. Okay. I guess we're going to keep going.
And their paper in the years that were tacked on with the idea that they were just for the salary cap and not real numbers and real years on the deal, Ben treats as real.
It would basically be an open hostage situation as far as team.
Do you guys like Stafford? Would you trade a first round pick for Matt Stafford to be your quarterback for the next 3 years? Would you trade the 24th pick for him?
Man, just for 3 years?
Yep. If Ben retired.
Probably. My big question with him is different than, like, Rodgers, you know what you're getting, I think, still, even though he's getting up there in years, and Stafford's, what, 32 or 33? My big question with Stafford is, how much is it the I was on the Lions is an explanation for all of my struggles? Like, he put up some pretty good numbers, but, obviously was underwhelming as a number one overall pick. I just wonder how much of that is an unbelievably dysfunctional franchise,
Craig,
around him.
You're saying Ben retires?
Yeah.
No, then I want to go the route you guys talked about before. Let Mason start, be like a Tommy Maddox sort of era, and if he stinks, you get a better pick. I'm not a big Matthew Stafford guy.
What about Stafford? Don't you? I mean, the one thing
his
about
back,
that dude.
Yeah, the injuries, Chris, are concerning. That the last 2 years, he's missed considerable time, and hasn't been healthy.
So I'm not going
to
trade for him.
So you would answer no to this pony?
No, I wouldn't trade for him.
Yeah, I probably would, just because I think in 2021, you'd be in a deep, you know, you could play around. You could have Omar Khan step in and move money down the road. And the cap will go up after the
I want to ask you guys an opinion question on this whole like discussion. Every talk or every idea about if Ben doesn't come back, would you want to see the Steelers try X, Y, or Z quarterback?
Yeah.
Sort of implicitly dismisses out of hand, because of the Steelers' known bias against doing this, the idea of more or less tanking and being bad for a year to try to get back up near the top of the draft and take one.
Yep.
Do you think that that is like a noble organizational view by them? Because I think it is to their detriment that they view rebuilding like that, and not to their, you know, to something to be admired. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, but I don't. If my options are, I deliberately lose to give myself a chance of drafting a young quarterback who may or may not be good, versus I take a quarterback who's a bridge franchise guy for 3 or 4 years and give it a shot with him, I would prefer right now to do the latter, if that option is available.
Okay.
I'd rather have Aaron Rodgers at 38 years old than I'm going to pick random guy with the 6th pick in the draft, or 7th pick in the draft, or 10th pick in the draft, and see if he's good or not.
But eventually, at a point in time,
that might
the
happen.
Quarterback of present the well, no, the quarterback of present day becomes not enough of a difference maker where you wouldn't
sure.
do that. Like, hypothetically, if Ryan Tannehill was available tomorrow, and you know what his contract is, and you know kind
okay.
of what he's been the
so
last 2 years, would you do it?
Let's play this game. So Schefter sent out a tweet of quarterbacks who he thinks are going to be on the move next year, okay? Or this offseason, I should say. I will name you the player, and you tell me if you would take him as the mm-hmm. Steelers quarterback in 2021 over Roethlisberger, okay?
Okay. Just all no other considerations, just yes or no.
Yeah, so the first three guys on the list are Watson, Rodgers, and Stafford. Obviously, everyone would say
bing,
yes.
Bing, bing.
Except Craig would say no to Stafford versus Ben.
Craig would probably say no to Watson at this point and tell us he's already put in a ticket in for
about,
Ben as the 2021 MVP.
Schefter says Dak Prescott might be on the move. Would you rather have
I
him?
I still would. I've ripped him constantly, but I still would, man. Numbers are numbers.
I'd take him,
I
yeah.
still would do it.
Yeah, me too. Sam Darnold.
Yes, I've already written a column about it.
Same.
I would take him.
Carson Wentz.
Oh, man. Oh, the first tough one. Because I wonder how much of a disaster he really has turned into. I think I'd actually say no. It sounds like kind of a mess with him. The physical gifts are so overwhelming, but he sounds like he's kind of a disaster
I don't think I want – that's like the – that's like that might be the old – remember the card game Old Maid? You didn't want to get stuck with the Old Maid, right? You know what I'm talking about, that game?
Yes.
Don't you remember? Like,
I don't want to get stuck with that contract.
Right. And you also hear about like how disliked apparently he maybe is in that room. It sort of reminds me of the way Ben's teammates talked about him very early in his career.
I don't trust the Steelers to turn his career around. How about Jared Goff is the next guy shot?
No, God, no.
Same. I think it's a similar.
No.
I think Wentz has a better shot of rebounding than Goff.
I agree.
Jimmy Garoppolo. Craig?
No.
I don't
probably
want the
not
contract
because
either.
I also think he's a byproduct. Like, his good play was a byproduct of Kyle Shanahan being a schemer. What are the Steelers going to do? Bring in Methuselah to be their offensive coordinator for him?
Cam Newton.
No.
I think he's done.
No. I got to go with no.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Pretty awful. If you're going to go with Teddy, you might as well just go with Mason Rudolph to me.
I totally agree with that sentiment.
Okay. I would say I have no, and I know what he is. Okay, Mitchell Trubisky.
Oh God, no! I think he sucks.
Hard pass.
See, I'm saying yes there.
Why?
Because if Ben's off the roster and it's Mitchell Trubisky and Mason Rudolph, it's two young guys. I'm pretty sure both suck, but I've got Trubisky, Rudolph, and Haskins, and I'll see if one of these three long shot young quarterbacks.
I think the Bears
hits.
Tried that this year with Foles you know, and Trubisky.
Does it? Doesn't Tomlin do like, say, like two dogs, one bone? They would try to pick up the bone and throw it at each other and then just continually miss.
Okay.
It would get intercepted.
The next one's Jameis. You know my answer on that. I absolutely say yes.
Yes, hard yes.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
If Jameis had started against the Bucs, I think they'd have won that playoff game.
I agree.
Anyway.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
No, I just go with Mason.
No interest. I already know what he is.
Alex I would Smith. Go with no, but he would. It would be more fun. No, definitely not.
No, yeah. Alex Smith.
And then Roethlisberger's the last name that Schefter has on here. Quarterbacks with questionable futures. All right, follow
Where the heck would Roethlisberger go? Like he talks. Schefter also talks about that in the context of like guys might be on the move. You really think Roethlisberger is going to go play for somebody else?
I told you it would be hilarious if he went to Denver and Elway was at a press conference
trying to sell him
as the next Peyton Manning for them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.